Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, beginning with the 4th chapter and at the 26th verse. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, and he doesn't know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes out with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? Well, it's like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and it becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in the shade." And with many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in privacy to his disciples. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, on this absolutely lovely day in June. You know, when you think about how you look at the world around you, we live in a world that mostly believes what you see is what you get. We trust our eyes to reveal what is real and what is true. And for most of us, I suspect, this is our, what we'll call, default attitude and orientation to other people, our relationships, and the circumstances of our lives. This approach certainly has its benefits. It's easier to deal with. It's definitive, more efficient. It's not, however, with its problems. A what you see is what you get attitude assumes that life is limited to the physical and tangible realities we experience. So it keeps us skimming along across the surface of life. It puts humanity at the center of life as the final interpreter and arbiter of our world. And we tend to see what we want to see, what we've been taught or told to see, and what we expect to see. And just because we look at the same things, that doesn't always mean we see the same thing. Three eyewitnesses to an accident will often tell three different stories of what they saw happen. Let me tell you a little story about a man who took his younger son to a bird park one afternoon. The boy at that time was, 4 or 5 years old. And they walked the trails, they talked, they laughed, they played. And walking back to the truck, the father said, "Do you see that bird on the pole?" And the boy said, "Yes, he's very red and he's very noisy." And to the boy, it looked like any other red bird. But to the father, he said, "He's talking to us." And the boy said, "Well, he doesn't want to leave. He wants me to stay here with you. He saw much more than a noisy red bird, the little boy. Instead, he saw in that red bird a relationship, love, security, commitment. He was willing to see that bird in a different way." And what we see is determined not so much by the thing seen, but how we see it. What's our point of view? I'm convinced the primary purpose of the Bible and sacred doctrine is not just to tell us what to see, but it's trying to teach us how to look at this world around us. The Apostle Paul put it this way in Corinthians. He said, "We walk by faith, not by sight." Samuel looked at Eliab and thought he was the Lord's anointed and the next king to come after Saul. But the Lord said this to Samuel. He said, "Do not look on this guy's appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see us as mortals. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks to the heart." Too often, human seeing, our seeing, is outwardly focused and appearance-based. But God, the way God sees, is different. He's inwardly focused. He's looking at our hearts. He sees more than the surface. He sees into us. Now, this doesn't mean he's rejecting the outward and the visible appearance, but the recognition, he has this recognition that our life and our world is not limited to what we see physically. For every outward appearance, there is that inner reality. What you see is what you get attitude or way of living is too limited, too narrow and small. It can't reveal the fullness of God's life. It can't reveal his presence among us. It doesn't offer hope of reconciliation or forgiveness or healing or transformation. What you see is what you get attitude is saying to us, this is as good as it gets. If that's how we see life, that's how we see our life in the world, then we might need to learn to see things a little differently. What we're calling today God seeing, seeing into the heart of something, reveals that in Christ there is a new creation, that everything old has passed away, that everything has become new. We are always being invited into a deeper way of seeing by God. And that's what these parables Jesus tells are all about. They are a way of seeing. They are a lens that gets our human seeing in line with what God sees. They give us a glimpse into God's kingdom, even as we're looking around ourselves and just seeing what's here. Parables ask us to see life in a different way, to see that inner dynamic, to see the presence of the kingdom of God among us. You know, Jesus uses parables, and parables, well, they don't always give answers. Instead, what they do is they help us focus and they cultivate a deeper vision. They ask us to look more deeply into something. Parables ask us to let go of what you see is what you get world and trust that what we see is not all there, that we see more than just the physical in front of us. There's always something more going on than we see. That something more we call the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, it's here. It's already planted in this creation. God is always at work in our lives. It's like he scattered seed on the earth. As a seed does its seed thing, so the kingdom of God does its kingdom thing. Now, sometimes we may not understand that. Outward appearances may even suggest, we may look out there and say, where is God? Outward appearances may suggest God is absent, and there are people who believe that. It may look like nothing is happening. We sleep and then we rise in the morning. We wait, we trust, we hope, we pray. We go about our ordinary work of life, but within the ordinariness of our life, God has been planted in each one of us. And one day that presence in us sprouts, it grows. The invisible becomes visible. He plants love in us, and then we begin to show that love as an example. The full harvest has always been there, hidden in the seeds. It may have been invisible. We may not always see God acting. We may not always feel His presence, but He's never absent. We now see what has always been there from the beginning. You know, compared to the needs of the world and the circumstances of our lives, the kingdom of God can look small, insignificant, inadequate, like one of those mustard seeds we heard about in the parable this morning. But I want you to know, looks can be deceiving. It is only an optical illusion because the kingdom is there and it's going to take over. In the first century, Palestine, the mustard plant was considered a weed. Jesus compared the kingdom to the weed. As a weed slowly takes over, so does the kingdom of God. Now, you may not plant it, and you can even pull it up, or you can cut it down with a lawnmower. Regardless, that kingdom of God is there, and it's just going to keep coming back. It's like our garden out back here. You trim it all down, get the ground ready, look smooth. You plant the seeds. And you come back a week later, well, there's your cucumber coming up. But there's all these other weeds coming up too. And you'll be going after those weeds all summer long, and you keep wondering. It's like at home, I've got pots on my deck. And I put seeds in the pots. And I want to know who's been putting weeds in those pots. There are stems of grass coming up. There are maple trees coming up. And I keep asking myself, who's doing this? Where's all this coming from? Well, what we know is no person or circumstance is ever God-forsaken. Jesus loved teaching through these parables. And at least on this occasion, he did not say anything to the crowd without using one of these parables. He used these simple stories, illustrations from everyday life to teach us important truths, things about the kingdom of God and how we relate to it. The parable of the mustard seed growing teaches us that God is the one who makes that kingdom grow. We didn't plant it there, but it's there and it's growing. The parable of the mustard seed teaches us that God's kingdom may start out small, but will grow amazingly large compared to where it started out. Together, these two parables teach us not to be discouraged, but to continue working and praying together for God's kingdom among us. We need to be faithful in planting those seeds and then trust that God will make them grow in His own time. When the kingdom looks small to us, we need to remember that God is growing something mighty big in our midst. And on that day, we will marvel. We will marvel at how God's kingdom has grown. From Christ's humble beginning in Bethlehem, to His death on the cross, to His exaltation in heaven, to His glorious return, like a seed growing to harvest. God's kingdom is going to fill the whole earth. And together we will praise our great God and King forever and ever. And so I say this to you. That red bird the boy saw, the seeds we've talked about, the weeds of life, they're everywhere. But don't just look at what you see. Look at what is there in that midst. Look again if you need to. Change how you see things. Because behind everything that we see, the red bird, the seed, the weed, there's something greater. It's the faithfulness of God, His promise, the power of God to change our lives. It's here, right now. And let that power change you and how you see things. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.